If you're interested in attending Catholic worship, come consider the 10 o'clock a.m. Mass at St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. We're located just four blocks up from Soldiers Field Road at 43 Holton Street. You can check out our website at stanthonyallston.org. That's stanthonyallston.org. And come to the 10 o'clock Mass and experience our chanted Liturgy of the Eucharist every Sunday. Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day as we begin the fourth working week of Lent, and as we seek to be filled with your Spirit, growing more in the transformation we are seeking during this time of Lent. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, today we are looking at Isaiah 65, and we're looking at a promise that is given to the people of the time and of course, remember, Isaiah actually is in three parts, so keep that in mind. There, I mean, basically, it's called, if we translate the Greek prefix, it's called first, second, and third Isaiah. And today's passage comes to us from chapter 65, and this is what is known, according to the New American Bible Revised Edition, as the post-exilic period. Now, what does that mean? That's after the Babylonian exile. So keep in mind, the Babylonian exile was in almost, well, roughly around mid-6th century BC, and now we're after that time. Remember, that's when Cyrus the Persian sent the Jews from Judah back home to Judah, rebuilt the temple, and now they are celebrating that everything has been restored. So what we're looking at is this passage from Isaiah that talks about how the Lord is promising that in the future, he will create a new heavens and a new earth. And so it's that, behold, I will create this new heavens and this new earth he's talking about, and to be glad and rejoice. And one of the things that he talks about is that we live in the freedom and joy of the Lord. You know, one of the things that's really fascinating to look at, and I touched on this in a previous homily. You know, a lot of people are looking at the world today and they're saying it's a mess and we're walking down these wrong paths and everything else. And we look at some of the issues of the 20th century and we say, you know, we walked down the wrong path. There were absolutely horrible abominations, including the Holocaust that happened during that time. There was also the great genocides that happened in the Soviet Union, in Turkey, in Germany, and all these things. And we can say, where is God in all of this? And the real question is, what message is God giving to us by this? And the message is so important. We see this from the saints, not on a societal level, but a personal level. When we turn away from God, we walk down the path to disaster. And that's so important. And it really has to be understood that when you turn away from the Lord, you walk down the path of disaster. Keep that in mind. And this is what the saints said all the time. Even if you think of, you know, people will say, you know, there's such a mean person, but he goes to church every Sunday. And obviously, we don't want mean people in church. That's obviously the truth. But one of the things that the mean person may say in his defense or her defense is, yes, I'm a mean person. This is someone else. But you know what? If I wasn't in the church, I'd be much, much, much more meaner. You see what I'm saying? And what we realize is that when we turn away from the Lord, great evil happens. But when we turn back to the Lord on a personal level, which is what Lent is all about, and on a societal level, then we see the great celebrations that happen. The interesting thing came from Bishop Barron a couple weeks ago. and he was talking about his concerns over something that was said on one of the news networks. And ironically enough, I've done several guest appearances on the news network about 20 years ago. It's a true story. I won't say the name of the network, but I don't know why I say that. True story. All my stories are true. So one of the things that happened is, I'm a Catholic priest, and I told the producer who called me up for another show, and I said, "You do realize that I am a priest, and therefore my focus is on spiritual issues." And the response was literally, "Okay, we'll call you again." This is the producer. "We'll call you again when we do spiritual issues, whenever that'll be." Tells you a lot about that particular network. So anyway, Bishop Barron was talking about someone speaking on the network, and the person speaking was saying how people are saying that our rights come from God, and, you know, that's no, they don't come from, and all that. I forget exactly what they said, but along those lines. And he's saying, yes, our rights do come from God, and this is very concerning. It's also another example of turning away from God. And what happens when we turn away from God? On a personal level, we walk down a path to disaster. What happens on a societal level? We walk down the path to disaster. And there are people that may be atheists that say, "Well, you know, I'm not such a bad person." And you know, we can back up that and say, "No, you're right. You're not such a bad person. But you're also seeking to do good." And that's the difference. If you were deeper in the Lord, you may not be like other people that you came to realize you may disagree with in the Christianity. And you may become a Christian and may come, you know, walk down a different path, but rooted in Christ. But you will, if you seek Christ himself, you will find yourself being a better person, you know, seeking Christ, because you'll be more aware of where you're walking down the wrong path in different parts of your life. But if you turn away from God completely and say, "I'm going to be my own God," you're just going to walk down into disaster. And that was the message of the 20th century. And by the way, it is the message of today. We're going to talk more on the other side of the break. You're listening to The Voice of St. Anthony. No, you're not. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight, which is part of The Voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WEZE 590 AM. And you can also hear us on your favorite podcast platform at CatholicAudioMedia.com and at SaintAnthonyAllston.org. Remember, Saint is ST. We want to talk to you about how during this time of Lent, we're evaluating the Voice of St. Anthony Parish. We're spreading the divine word on the AM and the FM dial, digitally also through our uplifting podcast. But you know how much I believe in the power of prayer. You know how important I think prayer is. And so I'm calling you to add our broadcast to your prayers. It's very important. And that the Lord may show us where he wants to take our broadcast this year. Now, at the other thing, I'm going to encourage you, if you'd like to make a monetary donation, we'd greatly appreciate it. There are places to do that online and also at the parish. You can also mail a donation to 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134, and make sure you let us know it's for the radio station and for the radio show. And right, it's to St. Anthony Parish, the supporting parish of the program. And if you would do that, most important, your prayers, and we're asking the Lord to lead us where he wants us to take the broadcast. So please consider that. So we're talking about this powerful message of Isaiah, talking about there will come a time that people will rejoice in the Lord and they'll experience the joy of the Lord. And why will that happen? Because during the Babylonian exile, they learned that same lesson that we can see from the history of the 20th century. They learned when you turn away from God, disaster beyond your imagination happens. Interesting thing from Karl Marx, of all people, where he talked about how he could never see his system, which of course became Marxism, in his native Germany, because people were so, they were very philosophical and very calm. And Germans are wonderful people today. But what happened in that middle spot? That middle spot was recognizing today, we can look back, is what happens when any of us, it wasn't Germany, it was a look at Germany. No, don't focus on that. It was a message to all of us, Soviet Union too. This is what happens when we walk down the wrong path, assuming that we've got it all figured out. Go back to Bishop Barron. What's the issue with what he criticizes of the fact that the person says, we, you know, how criticizing the idea that all our rights come from God? Because this person is encouraging walking down a path where we turn our back on the Lord and all he has done for us, and that is always a path to disaster. It is a path to genocide. It's a path to trouble. And how do you fix it? Well, you know, we should get out and protest on this. No. We seek to holiness, and in our holiness, we seek to spread the word of holiness by living a holy life. That's how you do it. And so it's really essential you do that. And how do you live a holy life? Make sure your life is centered on prayer, for starters, and good prayer. And, you know, what I mean by good prayer is understanding the faith and living the prayer and some good spiritual reading. I might talk about that tomorrow. But in the meantime, have yourself a blessed day. Remember these powerful words from Isaiah. And also know that, remember, you have a standing invitation to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass every single Sunday, which is our chanted Mass. So come check that out. In the meantime, we'll be back tomorrow at the same time. And also you can find us on your favorite podcast platform and at CatholicAudioMedia.com. Have a blessed day. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online on the free apps or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. Remember, when you're looking for a place to attend Mass, and if you don't already attend Mass at your local parish, come to St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. We're located at 43 Holton Street in Alston, just a few blocks up from Soldiers Field Road. And you can check us out, come to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass, and come to experience our Catholic worship at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts.